Nike says it will cut off funding to Republicans who voted against certifying election. By John Carney on January 13, 2021. Nike joined the barrage of companies announcing financial sanctions against Republican lawmakers who opposed certifying the 2020 Electoral College results. In a statement, the shoe and athletic wear company said it will not support any member of Congress who voted to decertify the Electoral College results through its PAC. The announcement is mostly symbolic virtue signaling since the company was already providing very little support for Republican candidates. Nike's PAC overwhelmingly supports Democratic candidates anyway. In the 2020 election cycle, over 75% of its $213,000 in political spending went to support Democratic candidates. 82% of spending in House races went to Democrats. Only 5 Republicans who received money from Nike's PAC voted against certification: David Kustoff of Tennessee, Ben Klein of Virginia, Adrian Smith of Nebraska, Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania, and Blaine Lutkemeyer of Missouri, according to records maintained by Open Secrets. The Nike PAC's spending on Senate candidates was more evenly divided, with 54% of the funds going to Democrats. Of the Republicans it supported, none voted against certification.